Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Briley and Jimmy. Yep. Actually, Briley, this is really your last one in official capacity, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Anyway, congratulations for getting through school.
Thank you.
Now you got, what, 4 more to go to college?
Yep, 4 more.
Well, today's show is brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. Was it hot outside when you came in?
It's getting hot out there.
Well, let's check out some temperatures on the Oklahoma Mesonet. 95 degrees is the hottest spot in Oklahoma. Altus America. Imagine that. Not so quick. It's 94 at Arnett, home of the not-so-famous Jeremiah Kimball. 86 at the May Ranch. 83 at Boise City. Hobart, you're 93 out here in the Panhandle of Texas. Whew, she's warm. 95 at Odell, 95 at Wellington, 90 at Canadian, 95 at Memphis, and there's a north wind. You can see right where the temperatures are dropping just a little bit. 84 at Pampa, so that north wind's kind of hit up there. The national fire advisories on the Mesonet. It was just parts of western Oklahoma, not to include the Oklahoma Panhandle. It's changed since I did the Exploring Energy show this morning. All of western Oklahoma, two counties deep coming from the west to the east, are in a red flag warning. Now the Texas Panhandle is in a red flag warning, and so is the Oklahoma Panhandle. I counted up a while ago, there's 16 major fires going on right now in the Oklahoma Panhandle, Texas Panhandle, and southwestern Kansas. It's not good out there, guys. Be careful of what you're doing outside today, and that's all I can tell you. Just be careful.
Yeah.
And the winds are slowly increasing, and it's supposed to be 35 to 40 mile an hour this afternoon gust. Gust up there, so be careful out there. Did you see, you been on Facebook?
A little bit.
Did you see that railroad bridge burning out by Canyon, Texas?
I did not.
No, it's, wow. It's, they had some overview. It looks like they took some overhead shots with drones last night, and the only thing left of the bridge, like at 2 o'clock this morning, was the railroad iron with the ties still on them. Some of them were burning, but it was hanging across there, and there was nothing left under it. So,
oh wow.
So yeah, and it's a corridor between Amarillo and Lubbock for the railroad. So a lot of coal comes through there. They'll have the railroad company, unlike government run bridge building, they'll have that bridge back in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
2 or 3 weeks, maybe not that quick, but I bet it'll be pretty fast, because that's a So now I was reading where they have to go clear out around to Clovis, New Mexico, and come back up to Amarillo to get rail. So it's pretty important. Uh-oh, I got some inside information just came to me. Yeah, there it is. Here, I'll show it to you.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's a lot of firewood going on there, so... But other than that, it's going to be warm and hot all weekend. We got some chances of rain coming in. Hopefully we get rain and not hail,
because
it's really dry out there. We all know that. I don't even know why I say that, but we know it's dry out there. But no, anyway, first of all, let's see what's going on in with the Oklahoma Forestry Department real quick. And see, given their outlook, according to this right now, we still have 2 counties in Oklahoma under countywide burn ban. It's Woodward and Texas counties. They're the only two counties in Oklahoma. I have a feeling that's going to change this coming week unless we get some rain. The Oklahoma Forestry Service mobilizations right now, they got two OFS suppression groups in Beaver County where there's seen my weather watch or whatever, watch duty popped one up there a while ago. There's also an Oklahoma Forestry Service suppression group in Cimarron County and one right here in Beckham County. Outlooks, it doesn't look good. That's all I can tell you. Enhanced fire danger continues through the weekend into early next week, with the highest indices remaining in the Panhandle, Northwestern, and the Western Tier counties, where wildland fire fuels have not been afforded opportunity to green up. Daily storm chances will hold lightning ignitions as a concern. A cold front is forecast to move across Oklahoma Monday into Tuesday, enhancing some rain and storm chances. East of the dry line, wildfire danger will be continue west of that boundary. Dry line placement and timing of the cold front will determine fire danger concern. So that cloud came up last night. Do you see it coming from the west? Got right up to not too far from my house and went south.
Really?
Oh, don't go over Jimmy. He doesn't like rain. but we got a shower, but it was like really quick shower, like 10 seconds of pouring down and didn't even register in the rain gauge. So let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. You want to?
Yeah.
Soybean and grain futures were lower overnight as traders expressed disappointment in the lack of a firm agreement on ag exports from the latest meeting between the U.S. and China. A two-day meeting between the China and the U.S. president ended without a deal on ag trade. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Benson said China made a large purchase agreement for soybeans during the last meeting between the presidents at the end of October, so beans are really all taken care of. Still, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer said on Bloomberg television that the administration expects a deal for double-digit billion purchases of ag products in each of the next 3 years. Greer and Benson were among the government and private company officials who traveled to China for talks with Chinese negotiators. No deals were signed at the meeting, leaving traders wondering what the final product will look like. Many in the trade, especially at the fund level, had high hopes for a major soybean announcement in China yesterday, but that failed to unfold. So soybean futures for July delivery overnight fell 4.5 cents to $11.88 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $1.60 to $3.30.90. Short ton and soy oil gained 0.2 cents to 73.86 cents a pound. Corn futures were down 3 cents to $4.64.5 a bushel. Wheat futures for July delivery lost 5.5 cents to $6.52.5 a bushel. That was in Chicago. While Kansas City futures dropped 7.5 cents to $6.98 a bushel. I don't know why they're taking it out on wheat farmers. China hardly ever buys any wheat anyway. And it's harvest time. Price of wheat always comes down. But there's hardly any wheat to combine. So it's going to be a shortage. So I'm not impressed with the paper pushers in Chicago right now. Soybean sales for overseas delivery dropped to a marketing year low for the second straight week in 7 days. On May 7th, sales were reported at 102,000 metric tons. That's down 28% from the previous week and 60% from the prior four-week average. Let's see. Also, the lowest weekly total since the year started on September 1st. Indonesia was the big buyer at 72,600, China 68,600, Colombia 23,000, Vietnam purchased 11,900, and the Philippines bought 10,700. The total would have been higher, but a John Doe country canceled orders of 104,000. Corn sales plunged to 684,000 metric tons, down 50% from the week prior and 52% from the average of this time of the year. Mexico bought 232,000 tons. Colombia was in there for 222,000. Japan took 182,000. South Korea, 80,000. Taiwan, 78,000. Those purchases were partially offset by a John Doe destination who nixed orders of 470,000 tons. That's a lot. Wonder how many tons are on a ship. Can you Google that for me while I finish up? How many metric tons of like corn can they haul on a ship? Wheat sales come in at 113,500, up 70,000 on a weekly basis and 10% from the average. Indonesia was in there for 70,000, Philippines 56,000, Colombia 24,000, Mexico 20,000, and Algeria purchased 19,000. A John Doe country canceled orders of 50,000 tons and South Korea nixed shipments of 16,800. Exports was down 7% to 440,000 metric tons. According to the National Weather Service, the Northern Plains remained dry as red flag warnings will again take effect this afternoon. Winds in west central North Dakota will range 25 to 35 with gusts up to 50. Same thing going on with the Texas Panhandle and the Oklahoma Panhandle. And I guess I learned how to say it a while ago. The western tier counties of Oklahoma. So, man, just not good out there. Did it say anything?
It says anywhere between 30,000 to 73,000 metric tons of corn.
30,000. That's a lot of corn.
That is a lot of corn.
30,000 to 70,000, basically?
Yeah.
Depending on the size of the ship. Cool. All right. Today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Hour. Matter of fact, I was talking to Nathan.
Really?
A while ago, a couple hours ago. I got done with Sean's show and I went and got me a... You like my haircut?
Your haircut? Your hat's covering your haircut.
That's what I like about it. went and got me a haircut and I was talking to him. We were making fun of a guy that works for High Pro up there at Cheyenne. Because the Bob, you know what the Bob is? The Mm-mm. Bob Golf Tournament's this weekend over at Serra National.
Oh.
And there's a lot of farmers and ranchers will not be doing their chores this weekend.
So be out golfing?
Yeah, we'll be... golfing because he brought his brother up and they both come from the French quarters in Louisiana is a nice way of saying it. So it's gonna be fun, interesting to see what's going on. So let's take a Wheeler General Store break and we'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. 92. They come to you.
If you've been on the fence about upgrading your tools, this is your sign. It's Milwaukee Trade-In Month at NAPA. Bring in your old tools, even if they're worn out or broken, and trade up. Save up to $250 on Milwaukee items, like a Milwaukee half-inch impact, serious power, even better with trade-in. Upgrade with what you've got or add to your lineup. It's Milwaukee Trade-In Month at NAPA in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
How was your break?
It was great until I stopped for gas. Prices have gone up almost a dollar with no end in sight. I might have to start watching how much I drive.
That's exactly why I use Upside. I never pay full price for gas with the free Upside app.
Upside?
Yes, Upside. It's the free app that gives you cash back just for buying the gas you're already buying. So even with the rising gas prices, I'll never have to limit how much I drive.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Just last year, I made over $200 with the Upside app.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app right now.
Download the free Upside app to earn cash back on the gas you're already buying. Use promo code BEST for an extra 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BEST for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first fill up. That's BEST.
Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
May may be the sweetest month yet. It's May in motion at Sugar Creek Casino, your shot to win some horsepower. May 16th, win a Yamaha Kodiak 450 four-wheeler. May 23rd, take home a golf cart. And May 30th, drive away in a Wolverine side-by-side. Earn entries all month long. Every 50 points gets you an entry. Plus, get 10 times the entries every Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. to midnight. Drawings at 10 p.m. Get in motion with sweeter rewards only at Sugar Creek Casino off I-40, exit 101. Visit SugarCreekCasino.com for details.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Gary Ray here, formerly with Ware Chevrolet in Wheeler, Texas. I've had a lot of folks ask me where they should go to buy a new car or truck now. I'll tell you, Lipscomb Chevrolet GMC in Elk City, Oklahoma. We've known them for years, and they'll go above and beyond to earn your business. Right now, they've got a great opportunities for buyers after a recent hailstorm. They've got slightly dented pre-owned and new cars and trucks priced to move. Stop by Lipscomb Chevrolet GMC in Elk City or visit them at LipscombChevroletGMC.com. Together, let's drive.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Riley and Jimmy here. I'm doing something a little different for the Lipscomb dealership's ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle.
You are?
Since we were talking about that bridge at Canyon, I'm going out to Canyon and listen. It's 93 degrees out there, but humidity is 7%. It's dry. I think that I heard that fire was up to 14,000 acres. So wow. Not good. Dew point's 20. The winds are out of the west at 16 with wind gust up to 21. Peak wind gust today, 30 miles an hour. 34 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far this month in Canyon, Texas. 8-inch soil temperature, 72 degrees. All right. Let's do, where's it at? There we go. We got, I'm going to do the current market update. I do know yesterday it came out right after my show, but I warned everybody to call. They cut the cows off going to the Elk City sale barn yesterday.
They did.
Yeah, it's just a lot of people selling cows. Mm-hmm. So, Kansas City wheat, July, 686, down 19 and a quarter. September, 696, down 19 and three quarters. Chicago wheat for July, 634, down 23 and a half. Corn for July, 456, down 10 and three quarters. September, 464, down 10 and a quarter. Soybeans, July, 1176, down 16 and a quarter. Soybean oil, July, 7377, up 0.11, up 11. Soybean meal, July, 334.30, up 180. August is 326.90, up 110. Oats for July, 364, up 2.5. Cattle, let's see what, first, let's do cotton. Rutrow, cotton's down. July, cotton's 80.39, down 355. Livestock, here we go. We got green on this board. June live cattle 253.60 up 152. August is 247.65 up 150. Feeders for May 368.65 up 107. August up 320 at 361.20. September 359 even up 377. Lean hogs June 98.60 down 92. Oil was up earlier when I looked and it still is. June 9X 104.82 a barrel up 365. Natural gas hanging in there around 296 for June. And there you have it. How interesting is that? So are you excited you're out of school?
I'm so excited.
So what did it I know it's a sigh of relief.
It really is.
So what were your initial thoughts when you knew you didn't have to go back to school?
Heck yeah. I mean, I am sad that I don't get to see my, like, I have to leave, like, all my underclassmen friends and I don't get to go to school with them anymore. But it's a big relief to be out of there.
So
I'm glad I don't have to go back to high school ever again.
No, not unless you have kids and you got to go.
Hey, I don't got to go to high school classes and do high school work anymore.
What's, so just, heck yeah, you're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
And what are you going to do besides do the garden this summer?
I have some senior trips planned.
Where are you going?
A week from today. It's crazy thing. I thought it was farther away, but it's sneaking up. We're leaving for Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a vacation or is this a church trip?
Vacation.
Really?
Yeah.
Why Costa Rica?
So we were going to go to Thailand for 2 weeks for my senior trip,
yeah.
But with all the camps I have, and it's expensive right now, we decided to not go to Thailand and just go a week somewhere in the Caribbean. And okay. We were going to go to Jamaica, but yep. They're still recovering from the hurricane that they got, I think, last summer.
Yep.
So they're still recovering from that. So we decided to go somewhere that we haven't been before, but we decided on Costa Rica. Even though we've been there, I was really young, so I don't remember it. So technically, it's going to be my first actual time getting to go and experience
that
it.
You can
enjoy it. Yeah,
enjoy.
So me, my mom, my dad, and one of my best friends are going to Costa Rica next week for, I think, a week.
Yeah.
And then at the end of July, we're going to go to Florida to see my sister.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, we're at in Florida.
West Palm Beach.
Oh, well, that'll be nice.
It's nice down there.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Oh, I see when so many people down there. I didn't mind when my daughter lived down there and granddaughter, but I don't know. It was fun. Florida's fun. We went to the Panhandle, hung out there. What, Fort Walton?
Hmm?
Fort Walton. Walton. Beach we hung out down there, but we were going to watch OU play Florida State. Don't give me your crap face. And they so we hung out around there. It's cool country, very cool country. The beach is the beach.
I love the beach.
You love the beach.
I could live there.
And then you guys are coming back and you start what, August at Southwestern?
Yep.
Nurse, right?
Yep, nursing school.
You got things going on.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Are you going to teach all them people over at Weatherford how to grow a garden?
I think staying in the dorms and not having an acre garden to deal with every day is going to be really weird.
Acres, it's bigger than that, ain't it?
We've got a little, I'm now with the high tunnel, I think we've got a little over an acre, yeah, of garden.
I know it's big. It seems like it's bigger than an acre. There's so what's good in this weather, kind of weather right now,
mm-hmm.
Speaking of gardening, what's doing so not good or what's doing good right now in this kind of weather?
Right now in our outside garden,
Yeah.
The corn's looking amazing. The tomatoes are...
All it needs is water.
Yeah. The tomatoes, they're looking okay. The tomatoes in the high tunnel are looking amazing.
Oh.
They're already turning.
I got some that size yesterday that just developed in the high tunnel.
Yeah. They're loaded down with green. They're all, some of them are starting to turn color.
She was being sarcastic and brought me a black cherry tomato today.
I did. I brought him a cherry tomato. Sissy was out there eating all the ones that look like this. And we're like, Kaylee, quit. You need to let them turn the rest of the way.
Exactly.
But yeah.
They're all right. So what's not doing so good?
I think we've replanted watermelon and cantaloupe seeds like 5 times. Some, I don't know if we just got bad seeds or if the rabbits are just getting them. Because I know the rabbits
are...
freezes? Maybe that's part of it. It's just, we've gone out there and replanted them quite a bit.
So are they up this go around?
Well, I just replanted them, I think, 2 nights ago.
Oh.
So they still...
I bet they'll be up pretty quick in this heat.
I'm hoping so, because I'm sick of replanting seeds.
Yeah. So the cantaloupe and the watermelon, not so good.
They're not doing too good, but the plants that are coming up are looking really good.
Yeah, I planted the yellow ones already.
Mm-hmm.
They should be up, I'd say today, tonight, or whenever. They should be up in the morning when I go check them.
Yeah.
I had a little disaster in my high tunnel this morning.
Uh-oh.
I'm really glad I remembered to turn around and go let my doors down because my schedule was off. I had to be here. I had to be responsible and be here to do the energy show. And I got about 4 or 5 miles from the house. Like, oh, I got to let the doors down. Or it'd probably been 150 degrees in there. And I went back and I was walking up to the high tunnel to let the doors down. And I thought, man, that looks a little wet around the edges. So I... watered, it was my water time, and I let it run 14 hours, so I was going to shut it off when I got back from the show today, and I had one of the drip lines come loose from a fitting.
Oh, no.
It looked like the Florida Everglades in there this morning.
Oh,
no. Well, I won't have to water it for a while. That area. Yeah, it was not cool.
That's bad.
Yeah, so I don't know how consistent my... I don't know when it happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know how consistent my watering is. But this was right... It was come loose right as you... at the manifold.
Yeah.
But I looked back there in the back, 100 foot down the line, and the... weed mat was wet, so I bet it got some water.
Yeah.
Those tomatoes are looking really good. Oh, I don't know. Holy crap, it's 12:31.
Whoa.
Let's take a Wheeler Dental store break and we'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
I am a personal banker. That's my title. When you come in, I'm going to help you open your account, decide what type of account you might need. You're kind of going to tell me your needs. I'll tell you what we have that will fit your need. You have to have a valid picture ID and Social Security card. That's it. It doesn't take very long. I would say 20 minutes. Depends on how much we start visiting. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Kaput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Kaput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 8th. 1,834 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 438 brought 555. 6 at 488 brought 505. 10 at 523 brought 482.50. 13 at 783 brought 367.50. 8 head of heifers at 358 brought 535. 5 at 428 brought 480. 4 at 588 brought 432.50. 9 at 600 brought 350. 25 at 690 brought 347.50. Butcher bulls brought 110 to 238. Bred cows were 1700 to 4750. Pairs brought 2175 to 5400. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You ready, Nelly?
Yep.
Briley and Jimmy back here. Let's check out some weather, some Lipscomb weather. Lipscomb dealership's weather. Better get that right. Go to Freedom, Oklahoma. Oh, that's not ag weather. This is, though. I hit the wrong button. Bear with me here a minute. Freedom, there we go. 91 degrees, feels like 89. Dew points 54, humidity's 28. South wind 13 with wind gust up to 21. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 75. Sunset 8:36. Hot and 100 degrees today. Tonight 20% chance of slight chance of thunderstorms, 66 for a low. Tomorrow 10% slight chance of thunderstorms and again 100 degrees for a high and more wind. That's all I can say.
I hate wind.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite subject in school?
Ag.
Second favorite.
Psychology.
Why?
Because the brain fascinates me.
Help me out here.
I don't know. There's just something about it. And like learning about why we are the way we are. I don't know. It's just cool.
Is it the water?
I take that back. Psychology wasn't really my... I didn't really like psychology, but I loved AP psychology.
What's that? Help me out.
It's the... I don't remember what AP stands for, but it's like the smart kid, the nerd version.
Yeah.
But there was only 7 of us in the class. And
wonder why.
The work was harder, and I cried a lot doing the homework in that class, but it was just fun because we went more in depth with each topic. Instead of just, like, hitting the basics, we got a deep dive into each, like, section of the class, so it made
it... Why were you crying?
Because it was hard. It was hard work.
Who signed you up for it?
Me, myself, and I.
Yeah, the three dummies.
Yeah. I put myself in that position, but it was really fun, and we got to do a lot of hands-on activities in that class. Like, we did a lot of projects where we had to, like, make sculptures, or we had to do big posters of I don't even know, but it was fun.
So did you only study the human brain?
Yeah, we only did the human brain.
So no animal brains?
Mm-mm. No.
Uh-oh. What was one thing that stuck out about the human brain that you didn't even think about before you took this class?
Oh my gosh.
Come on. Use your brain. AP is advanced placement.
Yep.
There we go.
Okay, this is kind of not what you asked, but my favorite thing that we learned in that class that I really didn't know much about was like all the different, like all the different conditions and stuff, like the psychological conditions that people can like develop, and just learning about how they're developed and how they're treated, and or like the all the stuff with cognition, like how you can, it's where you, I forgot. My brain's not working.
Imagine that. Very good. So, is FFA the reason, or is growing up with your mom and dad doing gardening and stuff like that the reason why you love ag? And your dad working for the FSA?
Ooh. I feel like both.
Both?
Yeah. I mean, I always knew that I was going to be in FFA just because it's my family's been a part of it for generations. But
right.
I think once I got into FFA and got into ag, my eyes were open to like a whole different perspective of it. Like, instead of just going in for like gardening and like farming and stuff like that, like I was more introduced to like the speeches and the leadership part of it.
Gotcha. Well, that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, I see every year during National FFA Week, for example, U.S. Representative Frank Lucas,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's same age as me, and he still has his jacket and everything. I don't even have a clue where mine was. And I don't even have it, so I don't even know where it is. I probably hawked it at the pawn shop for a nickel or something. I don't even know where it's at. It's not that I didn't want to save it. I just, you know, we moved a dozen times between then and now, so I don't even, there's no telling where it's at. But it had to help him with what he's doing today.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an example.
Yeah.
And then you got guys that were in FFA, or say guys, let me back up, people that were in FFA that are doing really good as teachers.
Yeah.
Whether it's ag or just English or AP, advanced placement psychology. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
It makes them probably better teachers.
Yeah. It's more than just, like, we're living on a farm, working with cows, working...
Well, look at your dad working for the FSA.
Yeah. It's so much more, which I feel like a lot of people don't realize.
Well, he's not the most friendliest person when you walk in, but then when he sees who it is, oh, what's up, Jimmy? Because he knows you and I'll talk crap on him.
Yeah.
And, but back to being serious, it's... yeah, you're right. The leadership development,
because
I don't see anybody being shy coming out of FFA. Have you seen anybody just being real? You got your shy people, but I'm talking about just come walking and just walk by you and not say nothing.
Yeah. There, like, I feel like for me, like, I'm more reserved. Like, I stay to myself a lot, but... like, I know how to talk to people. Like, I know how to hold a conversation, and all that's because of FFA.
You didn't know what AP was.
Hey, I didn't say I was the brightest.
Oh, you were trying to better yourself, right? Make yourself smarter. And that's why you were crying doing homework.
Oh my gosh, you asked Mom and Dad. It was terrible. But it was worth it because I did learn a lot, even if I can't think of it at the moment.
Yeah.
I did learn a lot and it was fun.
Well, your brain is toning down from all the education you've been getting.
It's in summer mode. Huh? My brain's in summer mode.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. But when we come back, Briley has brought in a list of stuff on why to grow a garden.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op Gym at 720 South Main in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. That's Farmers Union Co-op Gym, 720 South Main in Elk City, 580-225-0191.
I have insurance, so I don't need an EMS membership, right?
Actually, you can still benefit from a Signer EMS membership. If you have a large deductible or a copayment, your Signer EMS membership will cover those out-of-pocket costs. Even if you don't have insurance, your ambulance bill will be cut in half if you're a member. Sign up today at SignerEMS.com. SignerEMS.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, Briley, this hour's going by fast.
Yeah.
I got to talk to Miss Chill yesterday.
You did?
A little bit after the show. She had sent a message in. During the show on, I don't remember what it was, recipes, something. Man, my brain's gone already, too. I need to take advanced placement.
Oh, my God.
Mine will be average. But we were talking about something, and then I... I remember. So I asked the listeners yesterday what their favorite cut of beef was and a recipe. And she sent in the strip. Kansas City strip, and that's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, I like the strip. I mean, I love the ribeye, don't get me wrong, but I think the strip's my favorite. And you know, so I called her after the show because she was out sowing peas for her dad, and we were asking her what was going on because she just got home from college and her old daddy put her right to work.
Yeah,
pay off some of that college debt. So and then it was after the show before I noticed it, but one of them German farmers over there by Burns Flat said they're not even a cut of beef, but he commented his favorite was liver and onions.
Ew.
Yeah, that's what I say. But anyway, let's check out some Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. And I want you to think about this. What counties are defined as southwestern Oklahoma? Come on, Google it. Or no, what you think is.
Well, I don't even know all the counties.
What? Maybe you should have been taking, social studies instead of, or geography instead of advanced placement biology or whatever. No, psychology, is that right?
Yeah.
98 degrees at Hollis, capital of Harmon County. Feels like 94, dew points 45, humidity 17%, winds are out of the southwest at 18. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 76 degrees, sunset at 8:34, slight chance of thunderstorms 20% today. You want to guess what their temperature is going to be?
Probably high.
105.
Ooh.
Chance of rain showers tonight. 30%, 69, southwest winds 14 to 24. Tomorrow, more of the same. The winds will be straight out of the south at 104 degrees for a high and 20% chance of rain showers during the day tomorrow. There you have it. So what did you find out?
I'm trying to find a map because I think I know like three counties in Oklahoma. I don't know my counties.
Well, there's a social media page called Lake Lugard.
Yeah.
And they were talking. The question was, what city in Oklahoma wants to be, what was that? Wants to, let me just get it up on Facebook here. Where is it? Yeah, there we go. Here's the question. Ready? Mm-hmm. What town claims to be southwest Oklahoma, but isn't?
Oh.
I didn't realize that Roger Mills County was considered part of southwest Oklahoma. I didn't realize that. I thought Roger Mills County was northwest. I know it's central west. I mean, when you define it. So the number one answer was Weatherford.
Really?
Weatherford wants to be part of southwestern Oklahoma, but they're not.
It's not?
It really is. Technically, if you look at, there's five districts in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Southwest, southwestern Oklahoma, southeastern Oklahoma, central Oklahoma, northeastern Oklahoma, and northwestern Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And we consider the Panhandle part of northwestern Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Well, Roger Mills County was in the southwestern. It's more north and south of the line. So anyway, I learned something. Uh-huh. I'm glad you guys are part of our clique down here. especially them guys from Grimes and Dempsey. So there you have it. Okay, ready to talk tomatoes?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
So I was scrolling through Facebook and I found this article about the benefits of gardening.
Okay.
And I thought it was pretty interesting. But
well, hit us with it.
It's got 10 benefits of gardening And the first benefit is it is nature's therapy session, but it's cheaper than actual therapy. And it
cheaper
says,
than going to the doctor?
It says they're not trying to say that gardening will solve all of your problems, but there's something wildly magical about yelling into your compost pile instead of your pillow, which I can back that up.
Actually, you know, it is. It's I don't think of nothing. Actually, when you're gardening, you should leave your phone in the house too. If it wasn't for the phone going off in my pocket or whatever was out there, I probably wouldn't think of nothing else but my tomato plants in front of me.
Honestly, the only reason I take my phone out there is for my music.
Oh, I got you. Well, that's different.
Yeah.
But somebody either shooting you a text message or you
then you get sidetracked. Yeah.
What's number two?
Number two is it counts as exercise. Before you renew your gym membership, try hauling a few bags of soil or wrestling with some stubborn weeds.
Yeah.
Because gardening gets your body moving from bending over to pick, lifting, stretching, squatting. It's like a yoga class, but just a little more dirty.
Yeah.
And you can burn anywhere from 200 to 400 calories per garden.
Per hour,
yeah. And if you're crazy like me and have over an acre worth of garden, you get your steps in.
Yeah. Boy, that is no joke.
Yeah.
So I'm 200 yards from the house for the high tunnel, so I walk to the house. Sometimes if it's extremely hot or I don't want Beth, my dog's just now healing up from getting her heel torn up, her back leg.
Mm-hmm.
And the rabbits run out, the dogs take off. They mind me very well in the ranger. Whoa, no, they just, oh, come on, Daddy, let us go get it. So, which way did the rabbit go? What's number three?
Number three is you're growing your own snacks and you get bragging rights.
Exactly.
There's nothing like picking a sun-warmed tomato off the vine and popping it straight into your mouth. Homegrown produce tastes better. It's science, and if it's not, well, at least you tried.
Yeah.
And you can just toss your weird shaped carrot into some hummus, which, or ranch.
Call it rustic.
Yeah. And plus, gardening gives you a new superpower. You get to be that friend who tells everyone, oh, these came from my backyard, which really is a bragging right. Every time someone asks about my vegetables, I love telling them they came from my garden.
Yep. What's number four?
Number four is it's a pollinator party. If you plant it, they will come, and they are bees, butterflies, and birds who love plants and love flowers. And gardening, especially with native plants or pollinator-friendly picks, helps support the fuzzy and fluttery friends, which are really nice to bring around.
Yeah, and it's a pollinator buffet.
Yeah.
It is.
Another thing gardens can do is it builds patience. Gardening is one big, slow, and slightly unpredictable science experiment. You wait weeks for seeds to sprout, months for blooms, and possibly a whole season for fruit. It teaches you that good things take time, and sometimes cucumbers refuse to cooperate, which is true.
Yep.
Which all of them refuse to cooperate sometimes. But when that first bud pops or a tomato ripens at just the right time, it's a pure rush of serotonin, which is true. Because after all that hard work of planting them and getting them ready, once you get the fruit, it really is a reward. Another benefit is kids love it and secretly makes them eat their vegetables, which is true. Seen it with Tegan and Kaylee. If you want to trick tiny humans into eating their greens, let them help in the garden and grow and plant the vegetables. There's something magical about watching kids pull up a carrot they planted themselves. Even picky eaters might consider tasting the vegetables that they helped raise. In the worst case scenario, you have a mini garden gnome helper with muddy shoes and zero regrets. Kaylee is the perfect example. And it also helps you unplug. It gets you off of your phone. It gets you busy working. It just helps you reset and relax.
Yep, it does.
That's why gardening is beneficial.
What? Yeah, and what's that last one? Read that last one.
Number 10?
Yeah.
It's low-key good for the planet, which is true. Gardening can have a pretty sweet eco side effect. Native plants support wildlife. Home gardens reduce the need for store-bought produce and all the plastic packaging. And composting cuts down on food waste. And let's not forget, plants clean the air like leafy little superheroes.
Sometimes they support more wildlife than they're supposed to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's really true.
Cool.
But yeah.
Thanks for helping me for the last, what?
Two and a half years.
Yeah. Long. Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.5 years.
It's been fun.
So you gotta randomly
pop in every now and then.
Yeah, forewarn me.
I will.
All right. You guys have a great weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Bridley and Jimmy. Brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.